London, BBC Caribbean Report.
There's steady voting as Bahamians decide on changes to their constitution. Two more Caribbean countries are dropped from an international blacklist of tax havens. And the West Indies Cricket Board's point man says the 2007 World Cup is safe. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The polls close in less than 2 hours in the first ever referendum in the Bahamas. The country's 130,000 voters are being asked to approve or reject 5 changes to the Constitution for an independent election and boundaries commission, an end to gender discrimination, an extension to the retirement age for judges, a commission to regulate teaching standards, and for the right of automatic citizenship to children of Bahamian women and foreign fathers. Each measure requires a 2/3 majority from the electorate. A short while ago, I spoke to our correspondent, Jerome Sawyer, in Nassau about Referendum Day.
It has been very quiet. We expected a lot of fanfare because there was so much leading up to this, but it has been very quiet. Voting has been steady. The parliamentary registrar said a short time ago, the parliamentary registration department is reporting a good turnout in all 40 constituencies around the country. So people are coming out and they are voting.
You said it's been very quiet, but how much has the atmosphere been like as a general election? Are supporters of the political parties being transported by the parties to the polling stations? Is that sort of thing happening?